This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thank you so much for paying a visit to our website at WOLX.com. This morning's brain strain question we thought might help you with your next performance review at work. A little information from the Human Resources Department this morning. On the brain strain, question was, 12% of people are unable to stop doing this while at work. Good morning, WOLX Brain Strain. Are you ready?
I am.
Oh, good to hear. Hey, 12% of us are just unable to stop doing this while at work.
Cell phone use.
Stop using our cell phone.
Ah, yes.
It's like she busted
me. Guilty as charged.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like she busted us. I was just looking at mine a second ago. Not the cell phone, but a great guest to get us a goal here.
Thank you.
Have a good day. WLX Brain Strain for Hall & Oates concert tickets. Not bad, huh?
That'll do.
That'll do.
Oh, yeah.
So answer this. 12% of us are just unable to stop doing this while at work.
Flirting.
That's hilarious.
It happens. Oh, good guess, but
wow.
Not the one we need. What's he up to
morning.
In New York? Hello there.
Hey,
for Hall & Oates tickets, can you answer this brain strain?
I hope so, too.
We really want you to go to Milwaukee and see Hall & Oates. Terry saw him last summer here in Madison.
Mm-hmm.
She says they do all the hits.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I would love that.
I know.
That
it's
awesome.
A sing-along show. It really is.
Boy,
so good.
A lot of hits to sing along with there, Terry.
Yeah, there are.
So our brain strain this morning, 12% of us are just unable to stop doing this while at work.
Okay, my husband says eating.
Ooh. Well, you know, I worked in a TV newsroom for most of my career, and anytime TV people saw food, oh my gosh, forget it. It's like, get out of the way. I swear it was like we never ate otherwise. So I can see what you're saying.
You're right, Jay. They bring us a lot of food in broadcasting.
Mm-hmm.
We get a lot of treats here. Lane's Bakery and cookies. And all
oh, my gosh. That sounds good.
Yeah. There's some perks to this broadcasting gig. I got to tell you. That is not it. But thank you for trying the brainstorm this morning.
All right.
Please keep trying
day.
Here. 664-1949. WOLX Brain Strain, your turn. Hello.
Hi.
What do you think? 12% of us just can't stop doing this, unable to stop doing this while at work.
Gossiping.
Ooh. Ooh, that's pretty common in the workplace, I think, maybe, huh?
Well, you said and can't stop doing
just
it.
Can't stop gossiping at work. That's not the answer. That does happen, but that's not it, though. But thanks for trying. We do appreciate your efforts here. Hello.
Good morning.
What do you think?
Well, I think it'd be kind of gross if you did it at work, and I'm not easily grossed out. I get bummed when one of my fingernails, like, lands
on
the mat, you know?
Oh, clipping their nails.
I keep them over the sink. Yeah, clipping my fingernails.
Oh, dear.
Can you still get those little snippers on your key ring?
You even talking about?
I knew a girl that had a little nail snippers on her key ring.
Huh.
It's like,
yeah, that they'd tear your pockets. See, I've had a bad habit of putting tools in my pocket.
Ah.
Well, you're an engineer. You should have tools in your pockets at all times, sir.
Yeah.
Hey, well, anyway, that is not the correct guess.
Oh, come on.
He's going to send us some nail clippings now.
Oh, my goodness.
Get even with us. He'll send us. No, please don't. WOLX, hello.
No.
Good morning, friendly people.
Hello.
Here we go.
What do you think?
I'm at home, though.
Okay, you're not at work. You're at home trying the brain strain.
Right.
So 12% of us are just unable to stop doing this while at work.
12% of us need to stop doing this.
We're unable to stop doing this. Yes, to stop it would be a good thing, but we're just unable to stop it.
Oh, wow. I know what I do at work, but unable to stop this.
Unable to, like an HR, a little bit of HR research here, the old Human Resources Department has determined this.
Okay. Well, let's see. They're unable to take bathroom breaks.
Unable to stop taking bathroom breaks. Going to the bathroom all the time.
Well, no, they always want to take off and do.
Take a potty break.
Yes.
Right.
Trying to make a personal phone call or something. They go in the bathroom.
What are they really doing in there, Terry?
Yeah, I don't know.
Not taking bathroom breaks. 80s and 8 from Classic Hits. 94.9 WOLX. How are you?
Good.
Good to hear your voice this morning. Hey, yesterday's brain strain was answered in just one guess. That ain't happening today so far.
Nope, that's okay.
Not happening. Here's the question again if you just joined us. 12% of us are just unable to stop doing this while at work.
I would say going on Facebook.
Oh, getting on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
No, that's
especially not... when it's not part of your job,
you know,
right?
Just for fun.
Mm-hmm.
A little recreational Facebook.
Yeah.
I think we're all guilty. That number is, yeah, probably way higher than 12%.
Yeah, I guess so.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Thank you. Hi.
Oh, hi.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Oh, good. Now that you called, you're so cheerful and happy. We love that about you.
I have to be. I'm at work today.
Ah, put on a happy face.
There you go.
She loves her job, Terry. She mm-hmm. loves it. Hey, 12% of us.
Yeah.
Our question this morning, 12% of us are just unable to stop doing this while at work.
Would it be looking at our personal email?
Reading our personal email. Then there's those of us who never check our email. Terry. No, not checking our email.
Mm.
Thank you, though, for trying this morning. Stay happy.
You.
You're pretty
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, thank you.
All
great
right,
to talk
you.
With you.
You sure
you
was.
Too,
you're pretty awesome there, caller. Hello, WOLX Brain Strain.
Yes.
Hey, we're on the 80s to date, and we're still on this question. 12% of us are just unable to stop doing this while at work.
Well, I have two answers for you.
What you got?
Okay.
Taking indecent pictures on the photocopier machine.
Oh, no.
Do you speak from experience, sir?
Mm. Oh, yes.
That's using, not it. Not taking photocopies of body parts, no.
Using the work computer for personal business.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. That's not it either, but good tries,
ooh,
man.
Ooh, really good one.
Yeah. 80s at 8 from Classic Hits, 94.9 WOLX. We are stuck on this one, Terry. This question this morning, 12% of us are just unable to stop doing this, unfortunately, while at work.
Mm-hmm.
Quite a selection of guesses you have this morning.
Would you like me to round up a couple of our favorites here?
Shall we? Let's.
Using our cell phone at work, when it has nothing to do with work. Eating while you're at work. Gossiping. Running to the bathroom. Although I said maybe some people are taking their cell phone and using it in the bathroom.
Oh, hide out in the stall?
Uh-huh. How about flirting?
Ooh.
Or clipping your nails.
Gross. Gnarly on that one.
Yeah. Okay, that's all I got for right now.
Those are all great. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. they're all wrong. But
right.
They're all great, nonetheless. WOLX Brain Strain here on the 80s at 8. Hello.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I am doing great.
We're trying really hard to get this. Guess what do you think? 12% of us are just unable to stop doing this while at work.
Cursing.
There it is.
Oh.
There's our winner.
That's it. Oh, good job.
Swearing or cursing out loud while at work. Not a good idea to get you that next pay raise,
oh,
probably.
Oh, wow.
That's
how
it. How about that?
Wonderful.
And I want to thank all of our brain strain contestants who did not curse at us this morning.
Right. Yep. I'm just going to say heck. Heck yeah.
Heck yeah. I know they were tempted, and I don't blame them, but thank you for not cursing.
Oh, my gosh. Way to go.
Thank you.
And you sound very, like you had this answer in your mind the whole time. You just knew this was it.
We've been trying to call for a while.
Oh, well, way to go hanging in there because, oh, it's worth it. You're going to go to Hall & Oates.
Yes, you
wonderful.
Are.
I know. Isn't that amazing? Oh, this is going to be a good, good one. Who is this and where are you calling from?
My name is Brad and I'm from Portage.
Way to go, Brad!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.